Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The new NFL season is here at long last. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Denver Broncos and Baltimore Ravens end what could be the longest offseason in National Football League history with a marquee opener tonight on NBC. You can make a case for the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens losing their first game of the season to the next NFL champion Broncos, who seem to have improved their chances over the turbulent spring and summer until recently. With nearly 50 off-the-field arrests occurring since the lights went out for good at the Superdome last February and a $785 million settlement for veterans who have concussion injury claims against the league, players, coaches, fans, and media will be happy to finally play, coach, watch, and actually cover games, and the focus being back on the field after the most collateral damage ever to the NFL. But even the opener is not without its scars from the offseason. The Ravens unloaded a bunch of veterans to accompany the retirement of Ray Lewis, and all eyes will be on Joe Flacco to prove he is worthy of being the highest-paid quarterback in football after his flaw-free run to the Lombardi Trophy. Very few preseason polls have picked the Ravens to repeat in the rugged AFC North, due mainly to the tough competition and purging of their roster. Denver seemed to have upgraded with the addition of 100-catch slot back Wes Welker, who bolted New England before the chowder hit the fan. But Peyton Manning is no spring chicken, and the Broncos' defense returns as suspect as last season, having to start without star pass rusher Von Miller, suspended for 6 games, and cornerback Champ Bailey, who could be out as long with a bad foot. Denver is picked to win its division only because the AFC West rivals the East for being the worst division in the overall league. But those are small problems compared to an offseason that threatened the most popular, best marketed, and richest league in all of professional sports. Even the concussion settlement, which could have dragged on for years, is now being criticized as too small by many of the plaintiffs in the suit. They say $750 million won't last long once it's split up and want a bigger share of the NFL's annual $10 billion revenue. Right or wrong, low or high, it's time to play football again. Kick the darn thing off. This is Archansky. See ya.